At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Welcome to the Worst Premiere Ever podcast. Today I am joined by Gabby.
Hello.
Alex.
Good evening.
Kath.
Hello.
And Jake.
Bonjour. Oh,
and as you can see, or maybe not, depending if you're listening or not, but we're all dressed in our evening finery today.
Because someone's got a date.
You might be able to notice from the background of Gabby's camera, there are three wine bottles there. All of which are done by the one and only, the absolutely magnificent Mr. Gary Barlow himself. Well, yes. Probably not, because they're all from Spain. But still,
I heard...
Wait, what?
I heard he crushed the grapes with his feet himself.
I know. I don't want...
Gary Barlow foot taste in there.
Oh, yeah, yes. I want a glass full of foot.
Foot glass.
Lush. Okay. So, yes, that's what Danny's foot. Promised.
Yes. So this episode will have the world-famous Gary Barlow wine tasting event by... the aficionados of Worst Premiere Ever, who half of us don't like wine and the other half like drink stuff like Barefoot. So our taste is primo.
Ellis, I have a question about your maths here. When you say half of us, there's five.
Two and a half of us don't like wine. The other two and a half.
Well, I sort of like wine, but I kind of don't. So
yeah.
I thought you liked wine. Have you been lying to me all this time?
No. I like certain ones, but. I wouldn't say I'm a wine drinker by any stretch of the imagination.
You will participate in the
also,
wine.
Also, our people did reach out to Gary Barlow to join us, and he told us to f*** off, so that was fun.
That is not true. That was a joke.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Thank you, Alice. You're getting into the spirit of it. of the PR agent.
Yeah, I got it.
Unfortunately, he was unavailable to join our podcast today, so he said, sorry, guys, look, you're in for a treat with my foot wine, okay? I can't be there to taste it, but yeah, have a good one.
Here's some foot samples just to keep you going.
Yeah, exactly.
Lush.
Now, that's £8 a bottle, please, and then we paid him and then we left.
I paid $7.50 for these three.
It's probably because we had to do
off.
Wine delivery.
Oh, yeah. True,
look,
yeah.
Gary Barlow is benefiting from our purchases. Yeah. So, yeah.
Did we just say why Gary Barlow's wine? Why
yeah,
not?
We should probably give an explanation as to what this is all about.
Yeah, for some people who haven't watched a lot of like the live streams where we reference stuff in it, they're not going to have a bloody clue what's going on.
Yeah, that and combined with we don't actually know how to do an official wine tasting.
Or
and,
introduction, for that matter.
We don't know what we're doing, period. That is it. Alex, what?
That's how you taste wine, isn't it?
You drink it.
Is that not how you taste wine? You stick your tongue in it.
Dude's basically just eating Now's not the time for that, Alex.
Actually, it's Gary Barlow's wine-ussy.
All the wine-ussy.
Taste my foot-ussies.
Please
stop.
Oh my God.
Okay, look, I think we need to start with actually figuring out how to do a proper wine tasting.
Do we want to just explain what this is all about? Because we've briefly touched on people not knowing what the whole obsession with Gary Barlow is, then just left it.
Okay, someone explain Gary Barlow, because you know what? I can't tell you why.
I don't know. We've just got an obsession with him. Like, does someone know why?
I can't remember how it came about.
I think it came about from the Flintstones
You're
thing.
You're fucking shitting me. Hold on. This
oh,
thing,
no, yes. It came from you bonking him on the head with the boom stand.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then Alex started singing it to the Flintstones theme tune for some reason.
Yeah.
In some of the streams. And then from there, it's
Gary,
just sort of...
Gary Barlow.
Yeah, it's just sort of...
For some reason, it was a name that we said before that anyway.
It.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Possibly. Also,
basically,
it's definitely in a number of like streams and videos where we've had to like call out if it's actually us, like in multiplayers, and it's like Gary
Barolo.
Like, it's become basically a sensation on this channel. We don't know why. For those of you who don't know who Gary Barlow is, he's basically Britain's sweetheart pop singer, or one of them.
He's one of the singers in Take That, the band.
Mm. Yeah, and if you don't know who that is,
Google it.
I've just loaded up the website.
No, don't look at it. Don't look at it.
So hang on. So we're basically going to... this might be the first of many celebrity wine tastings. We should just be... put that out there. So we're going to start with Gary Barlow.
Because
I've met him in person. I did some filming with him once when I was a sound engineer. And then he got up from his chair after the interview and I was undoing my microphone.
Bent over.
I was undoing my microphone and then bumped him on the head with it. And he said, "Oh!" And then I was like, "Oh, sorry." And then he was all right with it. And then that was the end of that story.
Wow.
And that's my interaction with him.
That is how it all came
about. And here we are, 5 years later, me now drinking his wines on the internet.
His foot wine.
With you guys.
I am just really quickly going to post this picture in the podcast chat because I looked up a picture of Gary Barlow. For some reason, it wouldn't let me post the link, but here's just a screenshot of it.
That's when he was younger.
So that's him when he was younger, and face he has looks like someone... You know when you have really bad diarrhea cramps, but you're trying not to show the people you're talking to that you have them?
He's just trying to let out that fart that he thinks might be a shark.
It's kind of like...
that looks like, and you know, in like a 90s American film set in a high school, the football jock bully.
Yeah,
he's got that kind of face.
That's the one. It's like the curtain haircut, isn't it?
Yeah,
that was some ages to get that photo, right?
Oh,
right.
It's an older one.
That was yesterday, Jake.
That's almost undoubtedly in the early late 80s. Because look at the shirt.
Right. Yeah. That's, I guess that's true.
All over.
Which, you know, is coming back.
It's true. Yeah. So we're going to basically carry on our obsession with Gary Barlow. And, you know, we don't dislike him at all, by any means. I think
it's quite the opposite.
I am completely ambivalent.
We're infatuated. So, it's just funny.
Ambivalent mean that you've got both love and hate? Like, you've got conflicting emotions?
You're ambivalent, just like, you just don't care.
No, ambivalent is that you feel two emotions really strongly.
Oh, is it? I always thought it was. I always thought ambivalent was in between.
No, that's indifferent.
So Ellis has got a love-hate relationship very deeply.
Very deep love.
He hates that he loves him.
Exactly.
You could be apathetic.
Apathetic. That's
there
the
we
badge.
Go.
Okay.
That's
there
the
we go.
I'm a pathetic person.
We know.
So we're going to taste his wine, just because, for the hell of it.
What bottle are we going to start with?
I think we should... Should we come up with a scoring system that we can then compare...
How many Garys out of the Barlow?
We need, before we start anything, go on the website, open the bottles, even look at the bottles. We need to have a scoring system in place for future celebrity alcohol that we might taste. Then we can have a comparison, like, oh, you know, Graham Norton's wasn't as good as Gary Barlow's. Do you know what I mean?
The common scoring list that most people use online at the moment is they've got, like, S tier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the S tier ones that people are using. Yeah. And so...
I want to point out, can we just change the F tier, which is the lowest, to the barefoot tier?
The barefoot.
Oh, well, because it's like...
Don't you mean Echo Falls?
They're all the fucking same. Barefoot, Echo Falls.
Oh, can we have our own ranking system? So, like, S tier, it would be S tier, but it'd be something that we all find amazing and awesome, like Gary Barlow's feet.
Okay.
So that'll be the top.
We will need to figure that out in a minute, but I think just to start off, let's have a look into how to do the wine tasting to begin with.
Yes.
Right, I believe our little production gremlin has managed to find a wine tasting.
Where?
How
yes.
to?
Yes.
Oh, yes, okay. So
my hopes is that it's on WikiHow.
It is
on WikiHow.
Perfect!
So we're going to carry on last week's theme of using WikiHow articles to do anything.
Excellent.
And we're just going to open up the WikiHow article on how to taste wine. I think we should just live our life by WikiHow now.
I think we should.
Anything that we're not too sure on, we just WikiHow it.
Okay.
Know? How to get rich, WikiHow.
Who wants to read method number one?
I don't mind doing it. Should we read this out? We can read this out first and then refer back to it as we're tasting, right?
Okay.
So
I want to read two.
Method number one. Should I do it or do you?
Yeah, no, I want to read two. You go.
Okay. Fill a quarter of the glass with wine and hold the glass by the stem. Holding the glass by the bulb will heat up the wine and distort the flavour. The reason for the stem is to prevent adding excess heat, so hold the glass lightly by the thin stem.
Okay, I literally actually didn't know that.
Wine needs to breathe or rest in exposed air after being opened to get the best flavor. So take your time examining the wine before starting to drink. I'm just going to point out this is probably meant for like bottles which are more than 30 to 40 aged. Pounds to make it make a real difference.
Look, we're trying our best with our Barlow wine, okay?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, would it be worth just like skipping this bit?
Come on. We're talking about okay, well, everyone got dressed up. We're going to do it right.
Okay. Everyone open their bottles of wine.
It's already open.
Which one?
We've already done it, mate, because you told us to pre-pour.
But which one are we doing first?
Well, you got to open up all of them.
Well, you need to start with the lighter and then work your way to the darker, white. Stronger flavors.
No, start with white, then rosé,
then red.
Yeah, ours is already, unfortunately, ours is already decanted into glasses because we're stuck behind
the screen. You needed to sort it out, understand.
Yeah, so my white wine.
Not even proper wine glasses.
Which means it's going to be minging.
Okay, well,
oh no.
Also didn't help that our wine delivery didn't turn up, so I had to go and rush to fucking Asda.
That was like, a bit of a shit
hour
show.
Before the start and go,
it was,
yeah,
yes.
We had a bad time with that one.
Yeah.
I'm a bit limited with what I can do because we do not have enough wine glasses, so I am limited to my B cups.
I've got two wine glasses.
Could you not spare one for Gabby?
I've got one.
Well, we've only got three in the house because we don't really drink wine. And then we've got a very special Downton Abbey whiskey glass.
Mm. Right.
Right, so are we cracking open the white wine then?
Yes,
just
I think
let
so.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, open the bottles and then just leave it because I think that's what you're supposed to do.
So the only one that needs to breathe is the red. White and rosé, generally, you just pour straight from the glass.
Okay, well, we'll leave it to breathe for like 5 minutes before we before we pour it.
Can I just ask what that means, leaving it to breathe? Because
just open the bottle and don't pour it.
Of the red?
Open the red, yeah.
Red, yes. Did you say bread?
Red.
Oh, I should open the red now.
No, Alex. Yeah, open the red.
Okay, I'll do that now.
Did you open the white?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was getting confused because Kat said we'll just open it now, and I was like, okay.
No, she said she should only open the red.
Look, they're all going to be open by the end of this, so.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's true.
I'm smelling all
before
these.
We continue, just quickly, can you just scroll down in the WikiHow to tasting the wine part 4?
Let's read number two first. You said
no, there's so much. This isn't even the tasting part. This is all of. There's six things about smelling it.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, okay, well, go on then, Alex. You want to do number two and
yeah,
the six parts
then
about
I read
it.
How many there were and I can't be bothered now.
Well, there's only five of us, but we'll get through it. Go on then, Alex. Do number two. So this is the second step into tasting wine.
Take a small sniff of the wine right after opening.
Oh, I did that. That was my intrusive thought.
This is a good time to catch a preliminary sniff of the wine so you can compare its fragrance after swirling.
Oh.
This will also allow you to check for any off odours that might indicate spoiled, corked wine or some other biological or chemical imperfection which will smell stale or rotten. Smells to note include a musty, wet, attic-like smell.
Oh, God!
Means the wine was improperly bottled.
Improperly?
Improperly bottled and cannot be salvaged.
Right.
Okay.
The smell of burnt matches is a product of bottling, but it should fade after exposure to air.
Okay.
Right.
Nail polish or vinegar-esque smells are indicative of a wine that is too acidic.
Gallo.
Yeah.
Britannomyces or Brett causes a a yeasty smell that is natural in red wines. Too much of this yeast smell can, however, ruin the other flavors of the wine and point to a mistake in the winemaking process.
Interesting. Ah. Okay, so if it tastes like attic, you're in for a bad time.
I've never heard of someone just describing something tasting like attic before. Like, what the fuck does an attic taste like?
I know what it is. I can imagine.
Like musty.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you don't have to taste it to know.
No.
Okay.
Elon Musky.
I did hear something completely bit of a tangent here, but I heard something about our brains have tongue memory. And it's a really weird thing.
That makes sense.
Because you know when you're a kid and there's this phase where you're putting absolutely everything in your mouth? And so,
sorry,
Alex,
what the
come
fuck,
on,
dude?
Man? For fuck, you're dressed in a suit. Act like it.
No.
And if you imagine what licking something would be like, you have like a complete idea. You can imagine what that would feel like. Because of how many times you've put random things in your mouth. So there you go.
Alex is trying so hard.
You're trying
hard
so hard, mate.
Stop laughing.
So if you can imagine what it would be like to put a piss in your mouth, is that what you want me to say?
Yeah,
Alex?
Pretty much.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Pretty much,
yeah. I mean,
Kath, do you
want to
read
penis
out number 3?
Yeah, go on then. So look at the edges of the wine and note the colours. Tilting the glass can make it easier to see the way the colour changes from the centre to the edges. Hold the glass in front of a white background. Who the fuck has time for this?
I don't know.
Such as a napkin, tablecloth, or a sheet of paper. Yeah, because I carry a sheet of paper with me to be able to test the colour of the wine. To make out the wine's true colour. For the wine professional, this is the first clue to how old the wine may be and how well it is holding up. Look for the colour and clarity of the wine. Intensity, depth, and saturation of colour are not necessarily consistent with quality. The wine should not be murky or cloudy in colour. White wines are get naturally darker with age, but should not be brown.
Brown. Mm. I have a brown wine, please.
Red wines tend to lose their colour with time, turning brownish, and have a small amount of harmless dark red sediment at the bottom or the bottle or glass.
Okay, they are definitely talking about expensive wines then.
All of these bottles cost £8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
like the cheap will not have sediment.
The cheapest in the UK you can probably get in a supermarket without it being bleach is like
about £4,
I
reckon.
Yeah, four to
£4.50 is the cheapest we've found, which is that Romanian white that we really like.
Oh, you really like the cheap wine?
It's way
well,
cheaper.
Okay, we just took a punt on it.
Should we skip over the sediment section then?
Skip to tasting the wine.
I think we should. Yes, I don't think any of this is going to make a blind bit of difference.
Yeah, I was going to say this is going to be really fucking boring for
okay,
anyone.
Okay, so
this is how you sniff the wine.
The thing is, this WikiHow article is actually quite useful on
this
one.
It's actually pretty good, yeah. It's not
God damn it, WikiHow, where's the shit
I know.
One? It's like,
oh, what am I doing? No,
no,
I clicked something and now it wants me to donate to WikiHow.
So
basically, the long and short of it is, you take a sip of the wine, you hold it, and then you've got to sort of like, you know, do like sort of slight like flicking the lips. And you gotta sort of breathe in and out through your nose.
Sorry, Ellis, just for those of us.
There we go.
Okay.
That's it. That's the one.
Insert. Oh, yeah. For all the people who are listening, you gotta sort of purse your lips. And like, so you've just got enough room to get your tongue through. And
he's basically performing cunnilingus on the air.
Yeah, and then you breathe in, and then you breathe out through your nose, so you're aerating your mouth whilst holding the wine in there.
I don't
suggest most of us do this, because it will end up with wine
tables. We have to follow the article. Okay, listen, we're doing this properly.
Licking the lips. Can you elaborate on that a bit further? So,
oh, no.
But do you have to do the tongue thing?
No, of course
not. Well, that's
not.
How
it's
you have
joke.
To lick.
Okay, well, no.
Gabby, how do you lick if you don't use
don't
your
be
tongue?
Ridiculous.
The phantom lick.
No, I just meant, like,
oh, God.
How... That's such a specific shape that you're doing there. So I thought it might have to do... Alex, what the fuck are you...
I'm
is that how
the,
you
anyway.
Do it?
So you do that.
Alex has the bloody
you
hacker
have, like,
on it.
An ungodly sized tongue.
Yeah, what? Yeah, oh, my God, how long your tongue is, dude.
Tongue, fair
it's like 3-4 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good for pleasing people.
Oh, yeah.
Can you lick your nose?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Oh, my God. Not only lick, you can probably pick your own nose, can you? Anyway, this isn't good for,
right.
Isn't good for the audio.
Wine tasting,
yeah.
Back on
right,
track,
okay, yeah,
please.
So once you've aerated it the first time, then you take another sip, but you slurp it this time.
Okay, so first one you go. Second
no,
one you
first
go.
One, first one is sip.
Okay. Yeah.
No weird noise. Let it hold.
Yeah.
Then you do the weird mouth and aerate.
Yeah,
and then you're meant to spit it out, but obviously we're just going to swallow it because we're not heathens. And then you take another sip with, and you go to get air coming with it.
I would like to, right. I think this
should
be easier if someone does a demonstration, Ellis.
Oh, yes, God. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right,
start
so,
us off.
First of all,
no, wait, that's red. No, that's the red.
Oh, it's a red. Sorry.
What? Are we, why?
It's
why? Why?
Because the
red
is red.
We're doing the white first.
Oh, the white first. Okay.
Doesn't smell great. I'm not gonna lie. You know that vinegary smell they were talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
God,
you need to put your fingers down the bottom of the glass so we can see what you're doing. No? Okay.
That means the wine is acidic. Oh god, that is not a good face.
He does not look impressed.
That is not a good face.
Okay, now you... Okay, so you're meant to sip it, look disgusted.
Yeah, go on, swirl it round. It looks like he's about to pass out because of lack of air.
Sick as shit.
Is this how you're supposed to do it?
Yeah, it's not nice. I could taste the change of the flavour when putting air through it, and it's not good.
Oh god, okay. Oh, god.
It's like... It's like having spirits. It's taking all the moisture out of my mouth.
Oh my god, okay. Final one.
Methylated spirits.
That's so good.
Evaporates.
Should I come in and get some wines poured, Gabby?
Yeah, how about you do that? And while you're at it, how about you show the audience who are currently watching this how you have, planned your attire?
So and I guarantee it's the same for Alex and Ellis as well. I'm guessing it's business at the top, party down below.
Yeah, 100%.
Come on, lads. I'm not wearing anything. Stand down up below. And show your bottom half.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll see mine in Gabby's camera. But yeah, I'll come in and get some wine.
Mine's matching.
Yeah, he's coordinated.
I'll go first then, whilst Jake's walking.
Oh yeah! Look at that.
To be fair,
you could probably get away with that.
They weirdly kind of matches in a way that makes you think of those like. Good day, old boy. Pip, pip. How's it going? Should we go hunting? Oh, look at that. Who's that man? Yes. Who's that?
Let's have a look at the trousers. You need to get moved to the side.
Board shorts.
Oh, yeah. Board shorts. Nice. That's a classy look there.
Oh, no. No. Not the ukulele. Oh, no.
For those of you listening, Jog just tried to... pop his booty and managed to pop too much booty and took out the ukulele.
All right, I'm back. I've got my wine. All three ones that I have here.
Cool. Right, who's going to start next then?
The because presentation.
I am currently the only one who's swimming in the mediocrity that is that white wine. So who's next?
Let's all have a sip of the white wine.
Okay, so
and then react together because I feel like Ellis, you had to give us an example of what to do.
Yeah,
shall we smell first?
Yeah, it's sniff, sip, aerate, swallow. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry,
what is aerate?
Okay, don't tell us. Just tell us in order.
Okay, yeah. So in order, everyone take a sniff. Okay. And a smell.
Vinegar.
petrol.
Yeah,
it's got that smells like thing. Acetone.
Yeah, right. So next. Take a sip and hold it on your tongue and hold it in the bottom of your mouth. Take a decent sized amount. You got to let it hold and let it linger.
Oh. You dickhead! I drank some by accident.
Right, now aerate. So, in through the mouth, out through your nose. You'll probably either feel the burn change.
Sorry, how the fuck are you supposed to breathe with liquid in your mouth?
Yeah, and then now swallow.
That's like drown. Just go in the swimming pool and breathe, shall I? No. It actually doesn't taste awful.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drink it, but it doesn't actually taste as bad as
you know,
as I thought
it's...
It.
I think...
I!
I! One sip of wine and she's ready to go.
Gabby's drunk.
No, I think that it's not as bad as what I was expecting.
Yeah.
The smell is worse than the taste.
I think it's exactly the fucking same.
Put that on the bottle. Not as bad as I was expecting, Gabby,
2023. No. Honestly, if that was colder, if that was a really chilled wine... As in, like...
Like a bit of a 420. So
when something's so cold that you can't taste it?
And what the fuck's the point? Right, it's getting shallow to you.
Something so cold you can't taste how shit it is.
I think I'd actually rather gallow.
Yeah, it's barefoot's here.
Okay.
Oh, no, barefoot's better than gallow.
I don't think we've got, like, a... We haven't got anything to reference it towards. That's the problem. So this is like...
This is numero uno.
We might have to post-change this after more.
But it's pretty grim, not a lie.
So if anything else is also barefoot but worse than this, then we'll have to bump this up one too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah?
Has anyone actually read the back of it? What it's his quote on the back of the bottle?
No, go on then. I'm going in for a second.
My definition of a great evening includes friends, laughter, and sharing good wine. I've been fortunate to travel the world, Tosser, experiencing different cultures and developing a passion for fine varieties of wine along the way. Sustainability is important to me, so I'm delighted that my debut wines are 100% organic.
I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, that's cool. Good.
Yeah, that part's good, but the fact that he's just kind of bragging about going all over the world.
I think, are you just salty because you got less
salty that you haven't?
That's so true.
Yeah, obviously. You know what? I don't mind it. I think it's quite nice.
Okay.
All right, maybe we should take an out.
Fucking great. Oh, wait, no, that second swig's kind of sealed it for me. I'm not a fan.
I think for the context of what it is, for an £8 bottle of wine, it's not bad.
It is wine. I have experienced £4 bottles of wine that are better than.
Yes, I have had £4 bottles of wine.
I feel like the
multiple times
the extra £4 is because it's Gary Barlow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's so we basically bought a £4 bottle of wine and then given £4 to Gary Barlow.
Honestly, this is like it's Gallo tier wine with Gary Barlow's name stuck on it.
Yeah. Gallo Barlow.
never had Gallo.
Don't.
You won't like it.
So is rosé next?
Yeah, rosé next. So same thing again.
Wait. Which glass does it go in?
Should we read the bottle first? Has this one got any good
quotes?
That
was one that I just read the rosé.
Oh, did you read the rosé out?
No, I read the white.
Okay, so what does the rosé say?
Rosé! This one smells way better, by the way. Like,
it
way
says
better.
Exactly the same thing.
Oh, really? Come on, Gary. You couldn't even be able to put different quotes on the bottle.
What glass can I share with
There's only three.
I've only got two glasses. Well, I have to. I've only got two.
You can do it a little bit. So if you pour like
You know what?
Tiny
I'm just going to pour it. I'm going to do it in the white one and then have the red separate.
Or just
drink
out of the
bottle. That's what I would do.
I'll just drink it out. But Ellis, how are you supposed to swirl it around like you said
Ellis,
a minute ago?
No.
Thing is, I can't actually get too drunk.
Why not?
I need to go to the gym.
He's going to go to the gym.
Look, it's fine. You're allowed to be drunk in the gym as long as it's only as long as it's a wine tasting that's got you wasted rather than like just naked.
If you get dressed like that, Alex, you're probably going to have a better time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. With his Adidas tracksuit on the bottom.
Yeah.
Right, ready?
Okay,
everyone take your sniff.
Do we want to rate the white wine first, or should we carry on with these ones, do you think?
Let's try all of them first.
Sniffing?
Okay, smells not bad.
It's got a fuller-bodied smell compared to the white wine.
It straight up doesn't smell of vinegar, which is...
It smells less vinegar, yeah.
Which is already a bonus.
It doesn't smell of vinegar.
It tastes like wine, and I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Cool. Right,
wine. You kind of look like a wine taster, Jake. Or one of those mad wine tasters that you say.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to my wine tasting empire. All right, are you ready? All right, sipping?
Aerating it makes it worse.
Aerating it does make it worse.
Oh my god, that tastes like arse.
That
aftertaste is like fish. What the fuck is that?
I'd have that over the white any day.
I think you
know,
guys
I
are
don't mind it.
Do you just like wine, Gabby?
Well, no, okay, just for context.
Do you just like alcohol, Gabby?
No. Let me just put into context.
Are you just a pisshead, Gabby?
No. Very first episode, we talked about how my first experience of alcohol was purple guana. Anything I have is probably going to be better than what that was.
Oh. Yeah, it's true.
Fair point. Sure.
I probably can't be trusted for this.
Yeah, I would not drink. I wouldn't drink that. But it's
you guys,
better than the white.
That's grim. No, the white.
You guys
than
as
that.
Well are drinking the warm version because you had to run down to the supermarket.
Yeah, that's true.
An hour ago to get it.
Yeah,
so it's not chilled.
Mine's chilled. So I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, no, but what about the fish aftertaste? What's that?
The red.
Oh yeah, okay, that's not explained.
Do you have fish in your fridge?
Actually, no. To be fair, my taste buds have always been weird. I can taste
right.
Yeah, no, it is a thing. I taste things differently to everyone else.
Does coriander taste like soap to you?
I don't know. No, coriander tastes like curry. Okay, that's the only thing I've ever had.
I think Alex and I have a bit of a similarity in some ways that they talked about it a while ago. We probably need to look it up. But there's such a thing as a super taster. So a lot of the things that you taste are really overwhelming and can just be like too much, which is why we opt for the beige foods. But like...
Yeah, that's a good excuse.
The difference is, Alex, is that I've grown out of it a bit. So, but when I was younger, yeah.
I'm okay with... most things I can have things in like a smoothie
Right.
Things that I can't eat.
Yeah,
not
it's,
like,
it's textures
not like,
that are your problem, isn't it? Rather
textures
than taste.
Normally, yeah. But with water, with liquids like this, it's... Well, it's not really texture, it's fucking liquid.
Yeah. Yeah. I can get the
texture
same,
of this wine. Okay, so I'm getting...
hints of...
Well, I don't know. I'm not, like, guys. I'm not getting what you guys are describing. I think this is a temperature thing. I think you need to have these ones chilled.
Well, I don't get the fish. I'm not sure where the fish is going.
I do not know where the fish has come from.
All I can taste is cheap wine and vinegar.
Well, what are you tasting, Jake?
Just like, hang on. Let me try it again.
Let me just. Oh. calm.
Like.
No, nice.
I'm tasting like I don't know. Like I don't know about wines. It just tastes like rosé.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's my problem. I'm like, it's like just a middle road wine.
I'm the same.
But I'm not like because it's middle road. I don't feel like it's bottom tier.
It's not F tier.
Oh, I don't know. So with a lot of better wines, they actually have like. Notes within them that you can taste. So for example, some really nice white wines you might get like
citrus or stuff.
Citrus or elderflower or like melon or grape. Mm-hmm. Like
oh,
like
I see.
This has notes. I'm getting notes of disappointment.
Yeah.
Well, you should love it then, mate.
I'm not getting any notes other than what a generic rosé would taste like.
I think it's cheap wine that's just been upcosted.
Well, it is definitely cheap wine because it was £8.
No. I meant even cheaper wine.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Maybe you know what we should do? Every 10 wine drinkings we should get, we should get like £100 bottle. Like,
I'm so down. Just to know what it's like on the nice
yeah,
side.
Exactly. And then that'll be like supposedly the S tier.
Well, we do have a Chateau Neuf de Pau that we still haven't opened yet.
Oh, is that for the end of the world, is it?
No, that was meant to be for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Are we specifically sticking with wine?
Or no.
Are we gonna not necessarily.
Other
no.
alcohol?
I am we not touching spirits. Alcohol. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Because they make me sick.
Okay.
A sip.
And it's going to be the designated driver. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
The smell will make me vomit.
Well, oh, okay. Well, nose, we don't have to, like, chug them back, but, like, I understand.
No, I cannot drink straight spirits.
Yeah,
it's just
that's cool.
Thing I can't do.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Kath can have it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about with, like, Coke
put
and stuff?
Put it this way, like, my go-to Coca-Cola. Cocktail and stuff like that is, like, an old-fashioned, which is...
Sorry, Kath, hold on. I'm genuinely interested, but Jake... Did you need to clarify that
yes,
wasn't
I think
drugs?
Well, I don't know.
Oh my fucking god! Right.
What if you? Yeah.
Anyway, what goes
sorry.
Well with spirits? A line, obviously.
Right, Kath. Go
sorry,
back.
Kath.
What were you saying?
Deep-railing
so,
you.
Like, I really enjoy spirits. So, like, my go-to, like, cocktail and stuff like that would be something like an old fashioned. So, I really like whiskeys and bourbons.
Yeah.
Like, Ellis was there with his G&T. And smelling my old-fashioned, and he could just smell it and was like, nope.
What is your go-to drink, everyone?
What, mine?
Just, yeah, if you went to a bar and you had to get a drink, not just a beer or a cider or...
Like a cocktail or like if you could have anything.
I'd have...
Go-to.
If it was a bar, I'd have whatever, like, sort of...
Tap water.
World lager is. So I'd find something that was like French, Czech, Spanish, right. Japanese, German, etc., or if I'm at a restaurant, it's red wine.
Oh really? Okay, right. Okay. What, no matter what restaurant it is.
McDonald's. If I'm having a sit down meal.
McDonald's.
Although in the summer, we tend to go for a rosé.
Yeah, but, my go-to is for a restaurant is a bottle of red wine. If I'm having a proper sit down meal.
Okay. Oh. And what if you're out on the lash?
something. Just a decent
tap water
or a
G&T
session ale
or a G&T
right. or a G&T yeah
okay.
So my Doom bar is pretty good
okay
for like
isn't gin
drinking.
A spirit
yes
yeah
yes
but gin the tonic water completely changes it removes any of the
oh like the smell in there
yeah it removes all the smell
okay right okay stuff. I was gonna say
oh fair enough
I can't do gin and tonic because I cannot stand tonic
understand
it does taste a bit
gin
like
and lemonade
yogurt, doesn't it?
Fine
yeah
okay Gabby.
If I'm feeling like a big bad bougie bitch, I love an amaretto sour.
Oh, yes.
That is like, oh,
good choice.
hits good. The cherry, it's kind of like sour gummies, but like as a drink. I'm a big fan. So if that is on the menu, which it rarely is,
yeah,
you usually have to ask for it. An amaretto sour's up there. Otherwise, if I'm at home on a summer or whatever, it's a long tequila for me. So like a shot of tequila and then like a really nice lemonade, like Fever Tree or something like that, with like a bit of lime in it, and it like really cold ice. Yeah, and it is like, oh, good. I love those drinks that kind of activate my brain. You know, the ones that are like really fizzy, like sour flavor, and it makes me go ding. Like, yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, which I'm now learning is probably the ADHD.
But, nice.
Yeah, without
but it
context.
It gives that good brain scratch.
It does. It makes me feel like, oh, I'm ready to go. So yeah, that's probably. And then if I'm out and about, like at the pub, it's probably some kind of cider.
No, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Kath?
Usually some form of sour, so something like a whiskey sour or an amaretto sour, like Gabby. I do like things like old fashions and stuff like that, so things that are quite heavily whiskey or bourbon based. And a red wine.
Do you like a smoky whiskey, Kath?
Fucking love a smoky whiskey.
Smoky boy, there you go. Scotch or...
Yeah, I don't mind a scotch. Just, yeah, like, I did...
She's not that particular. If it's whiskey, it's good.
Not necessarily, I can be particular. So I went to a really cool restaurant in Shoreditch in London. I think it was called Bull in a China Shop. But they did a whiskey flight. So, and they were all Japanese whiskeys. So it went from, like, the smokiest, to, like, all the way to sort of, like, the... It went like smoky, sweet, and then really dry.
Yeah.
A tier.
Molto bene.
Yes. Nice. Would recommend.
Okay. Jake, what do you like in your sippy cup?
Probably just like
milk.
Oh. Milk. No, I like Fresh milk? Ciders are pretty good. It has to be from Somerset, though. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry to anyone other outside of Somerset that makes cider. Like, just no.
West Country cider is just the best.
Yeah, West Country cider is the best.
Because we went out to New Zealand, like...
Oh, to be fair, that was fucking rough.
It was, yeah, well, it was rough, but the ciders out there tasted either like vinegar or like they were so sweet you could feel your like teeth dissolve like, as you're drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same with like Rekordlik and any of the Scandinavian ciders. Like, they're like...
They're way too sweet.
It's
they're like pop.
It's meant to be sweet because it's kind of like flavored, obviously, which is totally fine. Totally get that, but it's not to my taste. So, like, yeah, it's just a nice, like a medium dry, scrumpy, probably from the West Country. Failing that, a Thatcher's Haze, I guess, okay, would be like the basic as I'd go, probably. Yeah.
What about like if you're getting a cocktail?
Oh, probably an old fashioned, but I don't like cocktails so much just because like you spend like £12 on them. To have like three sips and then it's done.
Just give
me a pint, man, because then I can sip on it. Yeah, because then I can sip on it and not have to worry about it.
Special shout out to mojitos. Not the sugary kind, but like the kind of, not a sickly sweet mojitos.
Oh, the really like sort of sour ones.
Yeah, with like the lemon juice
the
in
really
them,
refreshing
like.
Ones.
What are, yours, what are yours there, Alex?
WKD.
No. The more E numbers, the better.
Scott's dead.
You drank a fair bit of lager when you were down with us, I think.
I don't drink lager at all.
I thought you did.
I don't drink lager and I don't drink beer. I don't like them. Cider is what I drink.
Oh,
any cider, really.
Strongbow.
I'm not, except Strongbow. I've had piss in a can before and I mistook it for Strongbow.
Yeah, I'm understandable.
It was do you want to tell can. That story here? Like, do you want to elaborate?
What the hell, dude?
No. It was at a house party. Someone gave me a can of Strongbow. You know, I was like, oh, okay, cheers. And I started to drink from it. I had a few swigs and I was just like, something's off about this. It turned out they'd pissed in the can.
Oh no.
Nice.
That's fucking a
but
that's
crazy. I couldn't tell the difference between that and Strongbow.
You could have the difference between a bit of piss in a can and a Strongbow.
Exactly.
That genuinely makes me feel sick. Was that one of the first Strongbow? House parties that you'd gone to?
Yes, it was. And I was wankered.
Okay.
Fucking hell.
No, obviously I didn't really. Then I was like, oh, wow, piss. Carried on drinking.
Nice.
Lectable.
I'm a fan of recycling.
Yeah, exactly. And if it comes to, like, spirits and cocktails, it will be a Disaronno and Coke
or a espresso martini.
Oh, I do love espresso.
Oh, an espresso martini. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's that feeling of like, you know, when you're at a party and you're trying to make sure that you have enough alcohol to do you, but at the same time, you're like, I don't want to look like an alcoholic. So you're like casually double parked, but trying not to look that bad.
No, that's like how I care about looking like an alcoholic.
I just, everything I go to, I always look like an alcoholic.
That's because you turn up pissed.
That's because I am an alcoholic.
That's because she has no restraint at all, hence why she had to have £7,000 worth of ankle surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you want to talk about that or no?
Yeah, well, being as we're talking about alcohol and idiot choices. So my friends got married on the coast near where we live, and it was a beautiful day last May, and we were like in a field. It was like a very sort of Viking pagan wedding type thing. Awesome. And everyone was, people who were staying there at the venue, they had yurts, which are like fancy glamping tents.
Mm-hmm. The big boys that you see on Instagram, and everyone's just like, oh yeah, my God,
so everyone's all in these yurts. And my friend, two of my friends were staying in one particular yurt. And me being me, I'd spent the majority of the wedding running around with two bottles of wine, one in each hand, wine was free.
So wait, you, okay,
you
two bottles
glass,
of wine.
Surely.
Okay, I barely drink nowadays. So if I had two bottles of wine, I would be in a ditch.
Well, this is the funny thing. So I had these two bottles of wine, and then it ran out. One of them ran out, and my friend came over to me with another bottle. So I drank that. Then there were gin-based cocktails coming around, just being handed to me left, right, and center. So I completely lost track of how much I'd actually drunk. It was at least three bottles of wine.
No, you didn't lose track, because I told you how much you'd drunk, and you flat out ignored me.
Oh no.
Yes.
She chose not to listen.
Yeah, that's what you just said. Yeah.
I tried to sit down on a bench and fell backwards off of it. No.
I did. No, it wasn't a bench. It was a wall on the side and you fell into a bush.
Oh, no, yeah!
I thought you were going to say it was a woman you were trying to sit on.
One of my friends tried to pick me out of this bush. He's like 6'5", so he was like, and he looks like a Viking. So he was basically carrying me along. He was like, "I'm going to stick you in our friend's yurt. Just go sober up for a bit." And basically, as I was trying to get into this yurt, I was wearing New Rocks, which are big goth platform shoes, and my ankle went from being on a platform about that, which is probably about what, 6 inches, something like that, to being on the floor.
She'd unzipped the support butts of her boots, so she had nothing holding
my entire
her
ankle
in
just
place.
Went. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Jesus
no!
Christ!
No!
I would like to point out that obviously we'd all been drinking. I'd driven over to the wedding to start off with. And then she'd convinced me to then drive the car back and get a taxi down so I could drink as well with everyone else.
So like, so proper drinking, not like,
yeah,
I'm going to
so
have
was,
one and
so
be,
I was properly
yeah.
drinking as well. So we were in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. I literally like a 40 minute drive away from where we live.
Oh my god.
Right on the coast of Wales. And she completely cacks her ankle when we were playing on, you know, and I had to get the taxi to come earlier to pick her up. And then, yeah,
they
found
come
out
earlier.
And then, yeah, they wouldn't come early, so you had to just wait around while she's absolutely, like, properly trolleyed.
Decimated, like,
yeah,
properly.
It took half an hour to get her to the front gates of the thing.
Oh, my God.
All this time, obviously, she was walking on her ankle, because she was like, it hurts, but didn't realise how much, because she was so pissed.
Zipped my boots back up and just cracked on.
Yeah, and then found out, what was it, like, a few weeks later, after it wouldn't stop hurting, and wouldn't get her to walk.
So, I've got a lot of like chronic issues and stuff, so I just deal with pain, I guess, a lot better than some others might. So I've got a really high pain tolerance, and I went about 5 weeks on this ankle of not getting any medical help.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
And I went to go and see, I was seeing a podiatrist at the time to try and help with realigning my back. And he looked at my ankle and he was like, what the fuck have you done to that?
Noticed your foot was facing the wrong way?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was about four times the size that it should have been.
Oh my god.
And part of me, I feel bad about this, part of me isn't laughing that that happened, but the mental image of you falling backwards into a bush is something that I cannot get out my fucking head. Yeah, so it was that. Scratched to shit.
It was backwards into a bush and then face first into a yurt. But yeah, then we found out that she needed surgery, and the wait time for the NHS at the time, because it was just after COVID, mm-hmm. was 2 to 3 years.
That's insane, man.
That's right. I remember that.
And we couldn't exactly have her not walking for 2 to 3 years.
No, especially because if that happens and it actually starts to heal, or you're putting
it'll
pressure on it.
It
fucks it up beyond recognition. So,
we had to go private. £7,000 bill later.
Oh, fuck.
This was also at exactly the same time we got this, we found out we needed to go private, was exactly the same time that I got rear-ended in my old Legacy driving down to yours to drop the laptop off.
He means laptops. Crashed into, by the way.
Just for...
I had to choose between your car and your wife. And how did you decide on your car?
I did both. Yeah, I had to get another car because at that point, Kath couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I bet there was some deep-seated, like, what the fuck do we do conversations in amongst all that.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah. I'm a lot more... What's the word?
Whatever it is, I think Ellis is going to disagree with you.
I'm a lot more restraint when I'm drinking now.
Yes,
I have gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, is it one of those things where it was like a really expensive lesson to learn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now where I'm like, oh, I'm tipsy, I can keep it this stage now. Yeah.
It ended up being about a £12,500 lesson.
Oh, jeez.
That's like a partial deposit on a house.
Yeah. Mm. That's more than we spent on our first deposit.
Fucking hell, man. That's nuts.
More than we spent on our wedding. That makes me sick. That genuinely makes me feel like vomiting, and it's not just the wine that I keep drinking.
Right. Also,
drink responsibly, guys.
Speaking of drinking
from
responsibly.
My mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we always encourage, if you are going to drink, definitely drink responsibly.
Sorry, guys. So, speaking of drinking responsibly.
Yeah, speaking of drinking responsibly, we've got red wine
to
do.
I'm sorry, I just saw you trying to get that segue in there,
Alex.
Exactly. Struggling to get a word in.
No, that's fine.
So we still got to try the Gary Barlow's.
The Gred doesn't smell great.
So I actually do drink a fair bit of red wine, and this does not smell good.
Really?
Well,
okay.
I have been sipping away at the rosé, and I've noticed that I am the only one who's continuing to sip the rosé.
I finished mine.
Jesus, really?
I've probably finished both of them, knowing her.
I've got this much white left and this much rosé left.
Okay.
So I've hardly touched either of them.
Well, I've been sipping the rosé more.
Jesus Christ. It's a half a pint. Have you finished?
That's how much I had.
No, it's up to about there.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's drunk about 500 ml of wine now.
Cool.
This is her restraint, I will point out.
Oh my god.
We should put a PSA at the beginning of this episode about being like, please drink responsibly.
Yeah, have like a drink aware.
Unless you is a legend.
unless
you is slamming butts.
Oh! No. Right, okay, red wine. I saw Jake just try it without waiting for
it. No, I didn't. I smelled it.
Oh, was that what it was? Because it looked like you just took a swig. Right.
Well, I'm going in. I'm not expecting good
that
things.
That smells chewy. Mm.
Chewy.
It smells...
chewy.
Like bog bodies.
Oh. It smells unpleasant.
That was Alex.
Jesus Christ.
That is alcoholic Ribena, and it is nasty.
No, it's not, because Ribena tastes nice. Fuck me.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Gary,
yeah,
your wine sucks.
Foul. I don't like any of these, so I'm going to go and throw them at a wall.
So shall we, now that we've tasted all the wines, go through the tasting notes and see what they're supposed to taste like?
Sure. Yeah,
that's a really good idea, Jake.
We got a very mixed... okay. What did you guys taste with the rosé?
Fish.
Actually, no. What did you guys taste with the red? Because we've just done the red. Awesome. So that's probably in our memories.
That means we need to go back and taste it again.
No, we don't. You're just an alky.
Shit cheap grape juice.
Okay.
With vodka in it.
I think if I was in a room with loads of barrels of the red, I would be sick.
It's quite... There's a tiny, tiny bit of smokiness to that for me, which almost like... It's like tasting the wood. It's not a strong red. It doesn't have the same strength as a lot of the other punchy reds that I've had before. Mm. It's not really full-bodied. But it is quite sweet and fruity.
Yeah, I thought it was relatively sweet.
I couldn't give you a flavor, but it tastes like wood and fruit, which is pretty much just like most wine, really.
Yeah, I get grape and vinegar.
The only time I would ever want that wine is on fish and chips.
Yeah, understandable. Nice.
And a little like pipette thing going. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. I didn't find it too acidic. Like, it wasn't really acidic compared to a lot of the other wines that I've had before, but it wasn't. It didn't go down smooth. It wasn't pleasant.
No, it was not.
Okay, so
what's it meant to be?
So tasting notes for the red from professionals or Gary Barlow's PR team. This organic and unoaked red blend from Spain's central Castilla region displays
Castilla.
I fucking knew you were going to correct me. It's actually Castilla.
No, because it is. That's just the way it's called.
It's called Castilla.
Such an actually person.
Dude,
region.
If I pronounce something incorrect, like if I called Bath Booth, you'd say no, it's fucking Bath, you idiot, wouldn't you?
No, you'd go. Yeah,
no different.
I'll try that one again. This organic and unoaked red blend from
Spain's
central Castilla region displays an eco
evocative.
Oh, evocative. Sorry, I read that as eco. Vac.
Jesus Christ.
Jake, I was going to ask, do you want someone else to?
Yes, of hedgerow berries, wild herbs with dark cocoa. It's medium-bodied and perfectly balanced with a core of bright fruit, delicate acidity, and finely textured tannins. It's extremely versatile with food and complements a wide range of tapas, paella, and savory meat or vegetarian dishes.
Okay, perfectly balanced.
I was going to say, can you boldly make that claim that something is perfectly done? It's like the equivalent of saying the best Thai restaurant. Yeah. You can't claim that, right?
No.
Well, if it's perfect, that means that this is the best wine that has ever been made. Because you cannot beat perfection. Yeah.
Or that it is just means if it's perfectly balanced... It was the act of putting those two things in that then balanced that was perfect, which means every single batch needs to be like...
One part vinegar, one part petrol.
One part grape juice, one part vodka.
You know who else says things are perfectly balanced?
Who's that?
Thanos, as he's snapping out half the universe.
Yeah, true. Official Gary Barlow is Thanos.
Yeah. Confirmed. That's the title for this episode.
Can you imagine if his name is Gary Thanos?
Gary Thanos.
Gary Thanos
in the film.
Oh, God.
I'll do it myself. So can we just confirm very quickly, the red wine is the worst.
100% yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, okay, so that's on the bottom. So it's between the rosé and the white.
Yeah, rosé next. Okay, so rosé is meant to be pale strawberry in colour. If everyone wants to take a sip whilst I do this.
No.
Intense and fresh berry aromas, complemented by subtle floral notes. This wine has excellent fruit concentration with a slightly off dry finish, beautifully balanced by crisp acidity and refreshing savoury notes.
So not perfectly balanced. So they're actually admitting that one's a bit shit.
Yeah, or shitter than the
red.
I like how Ellis. I like. You should do this. This what like the tasting notes in a really fancy voice, like you just did.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. And then we'll put some behind it. Yeah, yeah.
That should be. I think his job if we're doing as well the spirits. He's like the fancy alcohol man, because obviously he can't drink them, so he's guiding the tasting.
All right, yeah, okay, yeah.
I can see that.
I get honey and vodka from the... honey vodka with a hint of vinegar from the rosé.
I get a fishy aftertaste.
I get dirty bath water.
I get that.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm enjoying that one too much.
Wait, does that mean you've drunk dirty bath water before?
I used to be the child that would wring the water out of the flannel with her teeth.
When someone else was in the bath.
Yeah, I used to do that as well.
I'd put it in the water and then I would just be like... And I would just chew the shit out of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was a flannel baby.
Yeah,
I did that as well.
Wine.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
All right. Mm-hmm. Final God. Then, the white. If everyone wants to take another sip again.
No.
This organic and refreshing white blend perfectly captures the essence of Spain's two most popular white grape varieties. The lively lemon peel and green apple perfume is woven with more complex notes of anise and wild fennel on the palate. It's a triumph with a crisp... salad. Sorry, dodgy grammar here.
It's a triumph with a crisps.
It's a triumph with a crisp salad or shellfish. Yeah.
No, it's a triumph with crisp salads. You don't need the A there.
Yeah, it's a triumph with crisp salads or shellfish, or pour on ice cold glass and enjoy as an aperitif.
Pour the wine on a glass.
Oh my god, that's actually on the website.
Yeah, that is literally spelling mistakes and laid it onto the website.
Oh god, Gary, fix it. With a crisp salad.
Fire your wine, man.
Thanos.
Right, what are we getting from this then? Fire your sommelier.
Oh
god, it smells rancid.
Okay, look, we need to pick between these two, and I think I know which way I'm leaning, but I want you guys to confirm.
I know which way I'm leaning.
Yeah.
The rosé is by far the best.
The rosé.
Disagree.
Just before you say it's the best wine in the world, I would say the rosé, if we're ready to do the tier rating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would say the rosé is probably sitting around like a D or a C and a push.
Yeah, I'd say the rosé is a D. Yeah.
I disagree because I'd say an E. I prefer the white.
You prefer the white?
I just love fish.
No, the rosé tastes like fish. The wine actually just tasted a bit vinegary, but not too vinegary.
Okay, interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I
would say, for me, rosé is a D. The white and the red are both F. They're both straight up like bottom of the barrel.
I would put both of those. I'd put rosé and red at F and white at E.
Okay, so should we come up with like an average between all of us? And I think that's where it ends up.
Yeah, okay, so let's run through the other.
So the white, who's in agreement that it should just be at F?
F, straight up. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was more of like an E.
I'd say E.
Right, okay, three versus two, it's an F.
No, it goes halfway.
I think you could do it halfway. I think that would be acceptable.
No, that's going to be really complicated when Nick has to make the image.
No, it won't. It'd be fine.
Because if you have to put in other images, then they're going to have to be stacked beside each other.
It's going to be majority rules. Majority is F, so it's F.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, next.
Okay, so next was the rosé. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd probably put this at a D.
I was going to put it at a D.
E. All right, okay. I'll say D. I'll agree. I'll go D then.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. You can say what you want.
I mean, it doesn't matter what I say then, does it?
It was bearable.
Okay, well, what do you think, Alex?
F, right.
Okay. Tastes like fish for him.
Well, hang on, because now we've got an average, so we could... Was it D, E, and F? Oh, we had three Ds, didn't we?
Three Ds, yeah, it's D.
Okay,
it's D.
D. And then... Wait,
if it's three F-tier Ds... F-tier for the red wine.
F-tier for the red.
I'd agree, F-tier for the red.
Absolutely. Okay. We have a score, guys.
There we go. And I think as a bonus thing, we should check out the website and then see what we think of the website and rate each person's website by... Because Gary Barlow's is something else, I'm telling you.
I am ready for this.
Okay, I've opened it up.
Oh, wow, look at that picture.
Oh, it's just so... I find like this stuff really like cringe. I just can't quite deal with these.
It's the hand on the thigh for me.
Wait, no. Scroll down until you get to the one hiding behind with the piano.
That is the cringiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hey. Is that big boy? This is my Gary Barlow.
So for those of you listening on audio, there's a very happy looking Gary Barlow with what can only be described as an F-tier wine sitting on a piano behind him. And the opening page is it's him looking like he's trying to like chat you up. You've just gone on a date with him and he said, hey, come back to mine. And then he's trying to chat you up with some wine. That's what
his own wine.
Yeah, his own wine.
Can I just say, though, Gary up with his own wife.
Gary, that's very
he's not an unattractive man. Like,
I was going to say, he's aged gracefully.
He has aged well.
He's like aged like a fine wine, you might say.
I mean, the drugs he probably did back in the day. Like, yeah, he's doing all right.
I mean, it was the 80s.
Also, look at those grapes. Who has that many grapes in a bowl?
Go to the about section.
Yeah, there are some classic photos.
As in my story or?
The organic story. Oh, wow. Scroll down. There's a picture of him writing in a notebook and holding up his wine glass.
Also writing down F tier as well. This is a vinegary pissy mess.
So I've popped into the shop to see what else they have.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah.
All right. So there's a Gary Barlow ice bucket.
I mentioned that when I was buying the wine.
Oh, God.
Do you have... Can you guess how much it costs? Bear in mind, it's just...
Where's the ice bucket?
How much it costs, so I'm not going to...
Is it £40? Where is the ice bucket? I can't find it.
It is £45.
Oh, my God.
For an ice bucket.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And it gets even better. If you scroll right down the bottom to the Gary Barlow Perfect Duet Piano Box.
Oh, yeah.
It is two bottles of F-tier wine, the white and the red, in a fancy box. £99.
Oh, wow.
That's insane. Jesus. So you're paying
that box must be expensive.
You're paying £85 for a box.
Yeah.
For pissed wine, essentially.
Also, I've just gone to the contact us section and I'm just tempted to just put in a name and just call
it. Like,
can you fix your pissy shit?
So this is one awards.
The How? What awards?
The drinks business and the spirits business, it won the spring tasting in 2022 and it got a silver medal for it.
Oh, that's rigged.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
That's absolutely rigged.
Surprised, I'm not
going to. Oh, I found the ice bucket.
Presenting the perfect
45
trio.
Quid.
Oh, these wines are the perfect trio, apparently.
What
to each other? Because if it's subjective, if it's only to that specific wine, of course it would be.
Would you guys like to subscribe to the newsletter so we can keep
I think
up
we
date?
Should. I think we I should wouldn't. Put the worst pyramid ever Gmail.
I think we should not.
No, let's not do that.
He's probably already got it
because he's a massive fan of the channel, so, you know.
Of course. I do want to give it a plus one, though. For the fact that just the design of the bottle.
I like the bottle.
It is quite nice. And you know what? Like, I can. It's a graphic designer.
What?
Gabby,
you're a graphic designer?
That.
Are you serious?
Yeah, guys. I used to be a graphic designer.
I have no idea.
From California?
California!
California! They are nice looking bottles.
Yeah.
Nick did point out, because he came around to ours last weekend, he got a glimpse at the bottles. The metal bit at the top of the bottle has basically, it's just got a sticker of a piano on it. They haven't like embossed it in there, which makes me think it's just generic fucking wine from this one part in Spain.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think it probably is.
And they just basically put
I would not be surprised if it's a rebrand.
Yeah, it'll be something else.
Ellis, in the about section, you can see he's tasting it and making sure that it's perfect. Look at the pictures in his denim jacket. Is that a denim jacket?
Oh my God, so denim. This is great. It's presumably he's made a wine brand off of this statement. My passion for wine has been developing over the years. That's just the starting bit. So that statement alone suggests that like I have a developed palate and I can... I basically want to deliver you guys a really good wine, right?
Yeah.
So how the fuck did it end up as F tier then?
Because he really doesn't know that much about it.
Maybe.
Honestly, it's probably just got his name stuck on it.
Sorry, guys. Very important things just come up. I looked at the back of the wine bottle. It's got a QR code.
Oh, yeah.
It says, scan this for Gary Barlow content. And I don't know what that means.
Dick
pics. Is it a link to his OnlyFans?
Can you put the that link from your phone into the Discord chat so we can see it?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Hold on.
So on Amazon, his red wine, which we gave an F, has got a 4.1 out of 5.
What the fuck do people not have palates?
What
I don't think people know any better.
I just, like, I mean, it's like good I said, Lord. I didn't think it was horrific, but I didn't think it was,
right,
like...
Jay Shepherd, who gave it a one star, is completely correct. Cheap plonk at an inflated price, bought as a novelty gift, and tasted just as bad as expected. Far better wine can be bought for half the price.
Yep.
Truth. This is only fit for cooking. If you're buying as a joke for someone you dislike, then maybe it's worth it.
Oh, God. Only wow. fit for cooking. Imagine that. This is cooking wine. Oh, Jesus.
This is such a troll because it's kind of like what Alex did with his streams when he linked to the other streamers, because you go into the bottle of wine, you follow the link, and it just takes you back to the Gary Barlow website where you probably bought the wine from in the first place.
Oh, and you can never leave.
That's so good.
The White's got, our other lowest rated one has got 4 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So the
Let's
rosé's...
See what the actual... You got 65% of people give 5 stars, and the rest of... There's a fairly decent amount of... There's a quarter of the people giving it up only 3.
Yeah, it is a bit... It's a bit crazy. Like, I don't know. The rosé, I could fuck with it if I needed to, but it wouldn't... If I was at a shop...
You'd never buy it.
I would buy it for the bottle and then be like, that was fun, and I probably wouldn't do it again. No.
Or you know? like I said, you'd probably buy it for your dad if you hated Gary Barlow or
if
something.
If you hated your dad.
Or your dad, yeah.
If you want to divorce your family, that's the
yeah, exactly. Everyone gets one case of Gary Barlow's wine.
Well, oh look, we tried it, and that's the important thing.
Yeah,
and
God.
Yeah, overall, I mean...
So, how are we going to...
Oh, I can't drive now.
Website rating, I think, should be separate, because I can imagine Nick putting together the tier list for all the alcohols, and then you could refer back to it at the end of each episode. So
yes.
For this, I don't know, the website... I don't mind the website.
I like the smiley pictures.
It's nicely designed, but the photos are fucking very
cringe. The photos are so cringe.
It's too cocky.
Yeah. Insists
upon itself.
He's really, really self-assured.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're worth that amount of money, you probably can't afford to be that much of a cock.
Yeah.
But
like, surely if you had that much money, you would make a wine... it's just so annoying. Because I know that, like, Maynard Keenan out of Tool has his own, like, vineyard. And he takes it super, super seriously. Mm. And any wine that he would want to sell would, like, obviously have his name on it. Like, not... It wouldn't have his name on the bottle, but, like... His name would be attached to the vineyard that it comes from, so he'd actually want to produce, like, decent wine, because he fucking loves it.
Yeah.
People like Gary Barlow, for example, just putting their stickers and names on something that's clearly come out of Spain and is, like, a wine that was just knocking around that they had.
Yeah,
and
it's the a cheap wine on. For the masses. When you think they're putting it in Morrison's, Asda, and all that sort of thing, and they've got enough to stock all of them across the country and have them in Amazon...
Yeah.
It's not going to be an artisan wine, and it's not going to have actually realistically anything to do with him.
Yes.
Because to make it on that scale, it's industrial winemaking.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Wait, so you're telling me that Gary Barlow does not personally stomp the grapes with his feet for my
don't
mouth?
Believe I believe what he's done is gone...
Maybe that's the essence of fish that
name?
Alex is getting.
Do you want to use my name for this month for this wine and pay me some money for it? And someone's gone, yes, sure. I think that's about
actually,
it.
I think
and
they've gone,
I'll post
see.
Some photos. And jobs
no
are good. And
feet.
Oh my God.
I got invested in the feet, Ellis.
She wants Gary Barlow foot pics.
Do you really... think about this way. Do you really think Gary would drink any of these?
I'm sorry, Ellis.
Probably not.
Can we just go back, Ellis? Gary Barlow. You don't know him personally. Sorry, Mr.
You know
Barlow.
I mean.
It's Mr. Barlow to you.
That's Mr. Barlow.
You're
way,
sincerely.
He would not drink any of these.
No. Well, look,
true.
I've finished my rosé now, so, I mean...
And just like to point out, you're quite right, Ellis, because none of the photos on his website actually show him drinking it.
No, no, it's all just
him,
looking at it.
They all show him sniffing it, going, oh, dear.
It exists. Well, I guess the question is, what's the next one we'll try in about a month's time?
Is there a celebrity wine list? I bet there is.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, okay.
I would assume he'd be quite good. His would be quite good.
I think it would as well.
Because it's food and...
Yeah.
Drink is his thing. But it says here that he partnered with renowned winemaker Alberto Antonini and benchmarked drinks to create this collection of Italian wines.
Oh.
So, I mean, if he's paired with someone, it's better be fucking
got a
good.
Name as well.
I've got one.
Go on.
Jeremy Clarkson does beer and cider.
Oh, I'll be up for trying that.
You can get vodka as well. Jeremy Clarkson vodka.
Okay, notable names are Snoop Dogg. It's got a Californian Red.
We have
so,
to try.
So, funny story about that. I've seen that being sold in our local spa.
Yeah. Actually, on so special offer. Other notable names are Post Malone. Mm. Who else have we got here? Kylie Minogue.
His face is full of ink.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi. Mm. Oh, sorry. John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, John Bon Jovi.
Is there a John Bon Jovi? Yeah.
You didn't know his name was John Bon Jovi.
I thought it's called Bon Jovi. It's like, who is this rip-off guy? John Bon Jovi. James Cameron. That probably might be decent. I don't know. Yeah. Mm. Like Gabby said, Idris Elba. Graham Norton.
Jay-Z's got a champagne.
Of course he does.
480 quid.
What?
480?
Sorry, that's for the rosé version. The regular is 300 quid.
Why don't we just get Nick to pick us one?
That's true. Yeah, just tell us what we're doing, Nick.
Ryan Reynolds, Aviation Gin.
Are we going to go through the wine first?
Yeah, wine first.
I think do all the wines first, because then we can have we can move on to spirits later on. Okay, well, at least we've got, it's a good start then. At least we've got like three wines on the tier list, I suppose.
I think we should do it like at the end of the month.
Okay.
We have it that the last episode for that month. Is the tasting.
Gotcha.
I think we want to do it reasonably well, but we also don't want to seem like alcoholics just trying all these different wines and just get spirits and stuff. We need to do it.
It also could start getting expensive as well.
That is true. No one's getting shit-faced because we're all drinking like sips.
Yeah, no one's getting shit-faced apart from you who's chugging all the wine.
I've still got shit-faced.
How much wine do you have left, Kath? It's just like when you empty out your canteens at the end of a run in the military.
Yeah, mine's is the red. I've got the red one left.
No. How much have you got left in the bottle?
I've drunk the same amount as Gabby. Okay.
No, you haven't. No,
sorry, that's me.
You have me. Because I've still got the white wine I'm going through. Okay. I finished the rosé, but the...
That's two people that's done that.
I know, and they haven't even finished all the glasses.
Nah.
Oh, my God. Right,
I took about that much from each bottle.
Yeah, I took like a couple of sips from each glass. That was
Do you know where the rest of this is going?
The
toilet?
Sink. Straight down. Oh, actually, yeah, you could use it as toilet cleaner.
I'm going to give mine to my sister.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Drink it?
She hates Gary Barlow with a passion.
Oh.
Maybe she might want to, like, piss in the bottle or something. Then.
Does she like wine, though?
No. Don't know.
Okay.
Might do.
That'd be a great present. Here you go. It's a bottle of wine I tried, but I didn't like. You've got about a week to drink it before
it goes
off.
Keep it till Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh. Can you imagine? Oh,
as well, though, shout out to everyone for dressing up. I am impressed.
Mm-hmm.
You guys pulled through. I thought there would be a lot more resistance, but no, you're all looking lovely. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Look at Alex. He scrubs up well, doesn't he?
So, what are you wearing on your bottom half, Alex? Let's just see. Oh, he's standing back from the mic. He's got Adidas tracksuit pants on.
Jumping.
And he's got a very dapper.
The Adidas.
Oh, that was athletic the way he jumped on that bed then.
You can tell he's been going to the gym.
I was just about to say the same thing. Yeah.
She's now exasperated.
Are you going to show everyone yours properly, Jake, or are you just going to commit?
Jump on your bed. Okay, I'll do the same thing Alex did. Ready?
Gabby, prepare for someone to just fall through the floor.
It's going to break. Oh, God. Oh, look at him like a fucking monkey.
What's his arse hanging out then?
You look like a proper hobbit.
Jake, you need to pull your shorts up, mate.
Need to pull them up, Jake. We've had these conversations,
really?
Darling.
Why? What do you mean?
It was just whole all the way.
Your pants are constantly falling out.
I have to censor that one on the podcast.
Put a little black bar.
To be fair, I do pull them up when I'm about to go to the gym.
Just not any time.
They always fall down.
Do you not have anything to tighten them with? Like a...
Like a
tie thing on the front. I don't know what it's called.
Nah, I pulled it out because it got annoying.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, I'll pull them up next time.
I've already stood up and I can't really show anything my crotch area because...
Let's see the crotch area.
Is it about that time, guys? Should we do meme of the week?
Yeah, should we do the meme comment and then let's have a look on the Reddit and see if there's anything.
Oh, this one's quite funny. Okay, so Kath, I am Brazilian. And the way you say pau, brackets bread, in pau de queijo sounds like dick of cheese. That was in reference to one of this video.
Amazing. That's Sims excellent.
Part two.
Love that.
Oh yeah, there was this one. I don't know how appropriate this one is. It was a wild one though. But it says 2 Corinthians 9:7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. This Bible verse on giving confirms that we shouldn't feel compelled to give or guilty if we don't. That was on Vulcanoids?
What the fuck?
What? So what are we? I don't know what that was in relation to. And then inside the back rooms, there was a comment from the same person saying, I hope you guys may one day find God. Not an insult, no. Just letting you know God loved the sinners. That's why he died for them. So they must have been like, oh.
Jesus.
The sinning from here is like top tier level sinning.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. This is a good one from one of the farming sim live streams. It's painful to watch Jake try and do anything on here, but Alex is a colossal prick. I'd go put that truck in the water, and if that didn't stop it, I'd delete the truck. And if that didn't work, I would kick him out of the game. There's a certain amount of screwing around that is fun and funny, but he doesn't know when to stop. Yeah, Alex.
Yeah.
Jeez, come fair. On, man.
Bloody yeah, well, yeah. I don't give a shit. I've got a 2-for-1 here.
Okay, go on then.
Both about Gabby, one positive, one negative, both in the same sort of comment stream.
Okay.
Very close right. to each other. So... I'm going to be completely honest, since Gabby joined WP, I found myself laughing at these videos about 10 times more. Kind of saved the channel for me, not going to lie.
Nice, okay.
And then underneath, we've got, don't know how to say this nicely, but my opinion is that Gabby is like the third wheel and should only be behind the scenes. Find her quite annoying, and I feel like she tries too hard.
Woof.
The duality of the comment section.
The duality there.
The duality of man.
Mm-hmm. I like that reading out of it because you're reading it like a teacher is reading their school report out.
Yeah.
Alex doesn't try hard enough, unfortunately. Gabby tries too hard.
Yeah. She's third wheeling.
Also, there's like five of us here.
Yeah. Well, I did find this other one as well that I want to quickly read out. And I also giggled at my own comment I made about it when I wrote it down. I wrote, when I posted this, my night ruined, my disgust unyielding. And the comment says, not going to lie, Gabby singing the Santa Baby song made my junk wiggle just a little bit. That was wild.
No, thanks.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for watching and or listening to this podcast.
Should we do a cheers?
Yeah, let's do a cheers.
And that means we must drink again, though.
Yeah, go on then. I'm not drinking.
I don't want to drink any more of it.
Alex, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm just going to do that and then pretend.
Yeah,
I'm going to put all mine into one glass and then taste what it tastes like.
The ultimate hybrid of Gary Barlow.
All the wines.
He does, it starts smoking and
when
a tiny little Gary Barlow appears.
Oh my
just
God.
Like mixed in.
Oh, the name's Gary.
Name's Gary. Do you like
Northern?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hello,
oh, that's just right, 10
let's,
times worse.
Let's do this then.
Okay. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, all.
Thank you for joining us for this lovely wine tasting from Gary Barlow. Mm. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll see you guys again next week.
That is awful.
The episode, or?
Probably.
All right, see you guys later.
Thanks. I got it in my mustache.
Bye.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.